USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The third round of stimulus checks are already hitting some bank accounts. But while some households will see the funds within the next few days, others might have to be in for a longer wait. About 85% of people will receive one of the $1,400 checks very fast. But it's likely that some of the issues that stymied delivery for some people in the previous two rounds could cause delays again. Florida authorities respond to what they referred to as one of the worst car crashes they have ever seen. Five people, including three children, died when their car pulled in the path of an SUV in West Orange County, Florida.
This is an extremely rough call. We have senior firefighters who've been on the department 15 plus years, and this is never easy, especially when you talk about children. And our hearts go out to the families and to the community.
Orange County Fire Chief Thomas Veal on WFTV says the driver of both vehicles did survive the crash. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Folks looking to have a good time in makeshift bars in Illinois and Virginia have both erupted in gunfire. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A party on the south side of Chicago erupted in gunfire. At least two people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early Sunday morning.
It was quite chaotic, and our crews did a tremendous job getting their arms around it, sorting out the casualties and the victims.
Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. In the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn, five people were shot during an argument at a party on Saturday morning.
Individuals began fleeing the location. Additional shots were fired outside.
That shooting also happened in the building that was used as a makeshift lounge.
William & Mary University is in Williamsburg. NASCAR's Martin Truex Jr. overcame an early smack into the wall and took the lead on the final restart to earn his first victory of the 2021 season at Phoenix Raceway Sunday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Back in 1985, someone forgot to tell talk show host David Letterman Marvelous Marvin Hagler legally changed his name to Marvelous.
The last guy that called me Marvin, I tell you, he didn't look too good.
It's just a joke. It's only your joke.
I didn't know. I wasn't joking. He ain't got enough money for me.
Fellow boxing great Thomas Hitman Hearn shared with his fellow followers on social media that Hagler was fighting the after effects of the vaccine before the former undisputed middleweight ultimately passed away. A cause of death has not been released for the 66-year-old Hagler, but he did recently have a COVID-19 vaccine and was complaining of breathing problems when taken to the hospital near his home in New Hampshire. Hagler's website read that the boxer died of natural causes on March 13th. A man collecting money for Black Lives Matter ensured only one black life mattered, his own. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Sir Major Page, also known as Tyree Conyers Page, was indicted on 3 counts of money laundering and 1 count of wire fraud. The DOJ said that he allegedly created a Facebook page called Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta and defrauded donors of more than $450,000 after it was revoked by the IRS as a tax-exempt charity. Page tells local media that he didn't intentionally commit any crimes. He allegedly used a substantial portion of the donations to purchase personal items such as hotel rooms, guns, clothing, and forms of entertainment, officials said.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.